Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're going to work on my teeth, not my nose. I don't wear a mask getting my teeth cleaned.
But it's about the safety of all of our...
Fine, I'll cover my mouth. Can I go be seated now?
No, because you're not filling out the forms or letting us take your temperature. It's about protecting our...
You can't take my temperature. That's against the law.
All right, well, I can't...
You're not an MD.
We can't see you.
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager, and this entire company, Smile, whatever you call it, dental. I do have that right, and I talked to my attorney before I came here, too.
Okay.
So does he want that to happen? I've waited long enough for my teeth to be cleaned, okay? Let's get this done, okay?
I can't. They're telling me I can't see you.
Who's there?
The owner of the practice.
I want to hear him. Get him on the phone. He has to send me in written writing, so
first
I want to see your
policy. You shouldn't be in the building without me asking.
What a
bitch.
What a
bitch. It's not a law. It's not a law.
This is a medical law.
No, the dental office.
Oh, man. Throughout, I called my attorney before I came because I knew this was going to happen. And then just turned into a complete bitch. A complete, you know what.
I'm going to need that in written writing.
Wow.
Written writing.
Can you imagine if that was your wife or your mother was acting like that? Like you found out and you saw that.
I'm so embarrassed, Joe. Right. Come on.
Wow. All right. Well, we start with a little crazy Karen, and we got a bunch of them. We're going to have more coming up today. But yeah,
for a day, by the way? She met with her lawyer and then her dentist.
Right. Yeah. That's
by the way,
that's a full day.
I'm sure after she threatened the lawyer, the dentist would have been really excited to clean those teeth.
Right.
He'd rather pulled about seven of them without giving her any painkiller. Just let her rip. All right. So. Hey, we try to expose everybody that decides that they know what's best. And by the way, she knew when she got there was going to be confrontation because the old mask hater was back again. Did not want to wear that mask and knew from there it was going to get ugly. And yeah, just we got a couple every day for you. But yeah, that one was, yeah, like. Now, that's one, like, come on, lady. You're smarter than that.
Right. Come on. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff going on here. We do want to expose all
threw
the crazy
threw your little curveball there to start, huh?
You did throw me.
Right.
You know what I call that? A full count, and you threw a changeup. It was a full count of two outs, bases loaded, and you threw me a stinking changeup, and I was sitting on a fastball. You're a bad man. All right. Big Ten Conference has come out, decided screw the other Power Four conferences, and said, listen, we're only going to play conference games in the Big Ten. That's it. Yep, the commissioner came out and said, that's what we're going to do. And I'm guessing we're going to find out in the next few days they're all going to do this and go to a conference only, pick up some more games in their own conference. We thought the Big Ten or the SEC, I actually thought it'd be the SEC that pulled this or something like this. But the Big Ten is the other one. There's muscle on the right arm and muscle on the left arm, and I know the Big Ten and SEC has always felt like they were much better, and maybe they are, than the other three conferences. And so we got it from the Big Ten, and there is so many parts to this thing. Get ready, because now it's going to speed everybody else up. Athletic directors and the conferences will get together with their commissioners, and they're going to come up with something. But just think about this. So right away, Canes and Michigan State is out. Right. One of their sexiest games, if not their sexiest game outside of their conference. So that's out. It looks like just about everybody has eight conference games in all five conferences. They're playing eight and then fill out the rest of their conference with either other conference games or just other Division I, or in some cases maybe not even a Division I game. But so if you get rid of those. Now listen, this could be fun. Now I can't control the coronavirus and what might happen, but I was looking last night. So it's Pitt, North Carolina, Virginia, FSU, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Duke, and Wake Forest are the eight games that make up the University of Miami's conference schedule, right? So now they've lost. Everybody knows who they've lost. Talking about trying to get 10 games in, and you start looking, which means you got to add some more games. There's other teams you haven't played in that conference. Can you imagine if they tell you you got to pick up Clemson and Notre Dame this year?
Right. Right.
So fun to watch, but probably not good for Miami, because I don't know if Miami – I know they're not better than Clemson, and Notre Dame is still a top-ranked team and has been really good. But that's potentially the two games you can pick up. So do you like that or not? How about picking up Clemson and Notre Dame after you have to get rid of everything else, the Temples and Michigan State and the other powder puffs you had on the schedule? What do you think?
Now, I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, it stinks for if you're trying to get those powder puff games and a couple of those easy wins on your. But it doesn't even matter when it comes to the ACC stuff. And picking up Notre Dame and Clemson are two sexy games. Now, the difference is going to be, are we going to see Clemson here in Miami? Can we get a home game versus Clemson? We haven't seen Clemson down
well,
here.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really. Listen, I don't know how much that matters. There's not going to be anybody in the stands, most likely.
I know, so. But it would still be nice. I mean, it doesn't. I guess it doesn't matter. You're right, but getting.
Welcome to your empty stadium here at Hard Rock Stadium. Right. Welcome to your empty stadium in Notre Dame.
So yeah, getting Clemson on the schedule, it would be fun, but like it's not going to be great if, you know, comes to the standings. You're going to play the best team or second best team maybe in the country. But like you always say, you want to play the best. You want to have them at their best. This will be it right there. And then Notre Dame's always fun to have on the schedule if that's the other one that you get to put in.
So there is good and bad, and you brought up some of it. Clemson is, again, the most clear-cut of any conference, their best team in their conference,
right.
And it's not even close. They're still, when they're running 100 meters and they finish the race, everybody else is coming in at about 80 meters. It looks like Bolt running there out there in front in the Olympics. So the Notre Dame one, you can make an argument Notre Dame, which may have to fill in their independent. They currently play, I believe, six games in the conference. They pick up four. And I think they're a great pickup for Miami because that is a game you're going to have a chance. I would like that game fun. But as you said, the problem with picking up potentially the two best teams in the ACC or Notre Dame, even though they're part-timers in the conference. But you look, and the problem is you pick up two losses that are going to hurt you
right
when it comes to trying to win the Coastal Division. And – what about the teams that, while you may pick them up, there's going to be people like maybe Pitt doesn't pick them up, or Virginia Tech doesn't have to play them, or Virginia doesn't have to play them, and so that hurts you on the coastal side of things, and so puts you at a really big disadvantage. So, yeah, I'm just curious. You're getting up, and there's a chance, if it's true, and you're going, hey, we're going to pick up, everybody's going to play 10, maybe 11 conference games, and that's it. If they all decide to do what we're going to see the Big Ten do, you're going to have to add some teams, and they want to get Notre Dame in there. It looks like the ACC is going to welcome Notre Dame back if they want a full schedule. They may not because they've got USC and Stanford on their schedule, And so I don't know how they're going to be feeling about things, or do they just jump into the ACC and say, hey, we're just going to stay in this conference for this year, and we'll fill things out with you guys, even though we're really not playing for anything except doesn't matter how many games we win or lose. We're just trying to get to the Final Four and get to a big bowl game and see if we have a chance. So I looked at that. I thought that was really interesting. And then I started thinking about Florida if the SEC does it. And, man, I can see where the SEC is going to fight this, guys. They're going to fight this conference only. I was just looking at Florida's schedule.
Right. And
I obviously didn't have a lot to do last night. I really got into this. So so Florida plays Tennessee, South Carolina, LSU, Ole Miss, Georgia, Vanderbilt, Missouri, and Kentucky on their schedule. Those are, I just ripped off eight games for you. So let's say they got to pick up two. Now, they play everybody on their side of the SEC. And they're going, well, you got to pick up two. And
we've
given you Bama and Texas A&M or Bama and Auburn.
Right.
And Florida's going, huh?
Right.
No, hell no. No. That. So they're going, we're already playing LSU and Georgia, who have just given us fits. And now you're going to add two more of the top 10 or 12 teams in the country that we have to play. So, I mean, this is going to become right. Like, we didn't want to play these guys. This is not what we had in mind, because now we end up maybe being a really good team, but we get two or three losses. And, hell, the next thing you know, we don't even get to the finals of our own conference.
Right.
So, I wonder what the SEC is going to do. I don't know if this is going to be as big an issue as some of the other conferences, but the SEC, which, once again, Auburn looks strong. A&M, it's just a matter of time, even though they're in a little bit of trouble right now. Jimbo Fisher's slowly getting that thing turned around, and it will get turned around because that's what he does. Alabama is good. I don't know about Tennessee. They got great recruiting classes, but don't seem to get very good coaching. But LSU, even though they lost a zillion guys, Georgia, I just start looking, and if I'm Florida, I'm going, man, LSU just lost like friggin' two-thirds of their team to the draft. They can't be as good as they were last year, including that damn quarterback, first overall pick. And Georgia lost their quarterback, even though it looks like they got a pretty good one, but they lost that whole offensive line. I mean, I'm just thinking, if I'm there in Florida going, oh, God, we're going to make us play all these conference games, and there's a good chance we're going to have to play Bama.
Right.
Maybe Bama and Texas A&M. Maybe Bama and Auburn.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're like,
Can I hand pick it for them? Can we get Arkansas and Mississippi State on there?
No,
is that possible?
I didn't bring them up because you're right. And maybe you do. Maybe you get one of those, and maybe they give you one of the softer ones and then one of the top 15
teams. Like if Alabama's getting thrown in there, they better throw Arkansas in there also. Or if it's Auburn, give me old, you know, Mississippi State.
Right? I don't know how they do this. So that's the whole point, because some people are going to be happy. Georgia's going to be laughing at Florida. Florida's going to be laughing at Georgia going, ha ha, look what you got.
Time in a long time, Joe, and I don't even know how far back it goes. I'd have to, you know, go back and look at the scheduling that Florida and Florida State wouldn't play.
Well, that's an interesting one. That's on my list today to see if the state doesn't step in.
Right.
If you're going to play, listen up, FSU and Florida. You better make room.
Right.
I don't know what the state rules are that they have to. It's mandatory if they play. So that could happen. But let me give you another one. I mentioned Notre Dame's got six ACC games already that they play, which, by the way, I didn't realize they played that many ACC games. So they've got to fill in four. I guess they could play more games if they wanted, if it comes into money. Let's talk about another team that's kind of flirting around. I'm not saying they're a powerhouse, but BYU. We kind of watch BYU. They're not what they used to be, but that's an interesting one because they mix it out over everybody. They play, and they're an independent, like Notre Dame, but they play a little bit of everybody, and they've got six Power 5 games. And what happens if all those conferences drop BYU? I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to go to that schedule, which, by the way, if you're outside of this thing, the rest of Division I schools could really, really take a financial hit on this. And some of them already, athletic directors already are like, uh-oh. We just got dumped by the Big Ten. Some teams, some of the lower teams had a bunch of Big Ten teams on there. They pay well when you come to their house to play them and all that type of stuff. So we got a lot of problems, man. Yeah, I guess we're kind of waiting for it to happen. But the Big Ten, they're the first one to muscle up on everybody and got on that bench press and just threw some serious muscle out ahead of the other Power Four conferences left out there, the Pac-12, the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12.
Is this a case of just waiting for one conference to break the ice and then everyone else just kind of follows suit?
Well, I thought Big Ten really screwed over the other four the way they handled this.
Right. They did it individually, right.
We just talked to the AD, and he goes, no, we'll probably do it as a group. And no, they didn't do it as a group. They didn't even call your ass. They just went out ahead of you and now got you four scrambling. Do we join them in the safety of our players, but and knowing we need the money in the background? What the hell do we do here? So, football's got the most difficult situation of anybody out there right now. And not that the NFL's got an easy one, but they got a big fat contract, and they're going to do everything possible, especially with their players getting paid. We got a lot of stuff going on this morning, a lot to get to, including more on this Zion Williamson situation, which is starting to look like a really dirty, dirty deal that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. We'll have that for you. Brett McMurphy will join us later, too, to talk more about what the hell's going to happen in college football and what the schedule might look like and if they might float the season a couple of months. We're going to have all that for you. But coming up next, Brian Scalabrine will join us, talk some NBA. They're now officially practicing, most of them in the bubble, starting to shoot around and getting closer to rolling in here into their regular season before they get into the playoffs. So we'll talk to him about all that stuff. Some of the teams that may have some problems getting along, we'll get into all that with Brian when we come back. First, though, because we're kicking into a weekend, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you're out shopping around this weekend, whether you're looking at trucks, can you really beat all the different models and styles of those durable, strong Silverado trucks? Probably not. A lot of you now may be out of work and are working for yourself right now, need a truck. Boy, those Silverado trucks, we got the perfect truck for you and your family and working. Side jobs and everything else you might be doing. But I also want to talk to you about everything else going on, including our SUV family. It is fantastic right now. This is the best it's ever been. When you come to durability, you come to strength and size and space and all those things you need for you and your family, no matter what size SUV you want. Whether it's something like starting with the big, 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 big Suburbans or the Tahoes. Oh my gosh, we got some new looks in and they are smoking hot. Maybe it's a 2020 Traverse, which is a midsize SUV, spacious enough to accommodate a big family, yet not as big as that Tahoe. It, for a lot of people, is perfect. The Equinox SUV, our smallest SUV, but man, it's still got plenty of room and plenty of space for you, so you can be comfortable and a great look. And then my favorite, the one I want you to see, if you're going to your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend, check out the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Got a brand new, sexy look. One of the best looks they've ever had in the Chevy family. That one child that looks better than everybody else. Oh, that Chevy Blazer's smoking. Find your reason to switch to your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealers all weekend long.
All right, we'll give you a quick update on COVID-19, powered by AirPro's $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirPro's, acrepair.com. 8,935 new cases statewide as of yesterday, brings the total to 232,718. Miami-Dade, 1,987 new cases. Broward County, 1,321 new cases. And we were just talking about during the break, Disney World set to welcome guests back this weekend as part of phased reopening. The Magic Kingdom Kingdom and Animal Kingdom parks make their return on Saturday after closing in March, and then Hollywood Studios and Epcot are reopening 4 days later on July 15th. This update on COVID-19 is powered by AirPro's $79 service call. Call the pros at no, AirProsACRepair.com.
All right, and our big story, the Big Ten Conference. We've been kind of waiting to see what college football was going to do, and the first move was made yesterday. Big Ten Conference said they will only play conference games. So if you're wondering exactly what that means, any conference games the Big Ten was going to play against anybody outside, like Michigan State playing Miami, has been canceled, will not take place. So the Canes and Michigan State game, which kind of looking forward to see what Canes looked like against another Power 5 conference team. That game won't happen. So there's a lot of belief that all the conferences, although we haven't heard from the SEC, that the others will go to a conference-only schedule, which they all have 8 on their schedule, which means they'll pick up some more conference games. I don't know how you go about picking up your conference games. I can't imagine anybody's in a hurry in the ACC to play Clemson.
Right.
I mean, it's like, all right, we're trying to win as many games we can, win the Coastal Division, and now I find out we got Notre Dame and Clemson. If Notre Dame decides to play their whole schedule with the ACC, Notre Dame's the most interesting one of everybody because they're an independent, even though they got this crazy deal with the ACC. They do play 6 games in the ACC, so there's 6 games on their schedule. But they have USC and Stanford. Now, the Pac-12 goes to the same rules. They can't play Notre Dame. And then it looks like Notre Dame would come back and go, all right, ACC, we'd like to fill up our schedule with you guys. I'm guessing the Coastal Division is not going to be in a real hurry to say, no. let them play on the other side. Let Clemson and Notre Dame play each other, but right. But leave us alone. We're trying to win as many games as possible. So you wonder how that's going to happen. And if the SEC, I can't imagine the SEC is going, yeah, let's just play everybody in our own conference, considering we got so many teams in the top 20 already. Especially if you're Florida, and I brought this up before. What if you found out Florida, they already play LSU and Georgia. Can you imagine, and they're going, hey, by the way, you also have to play Alabama and Auburn. Like, what?
Oof.
Huh? Or, oh, okay, you're right. Alabama and Texas A&M.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying they can't beat them, but if you can handpick a couple of other teams, old Arkansas is out there.
Right,
everybody's
yep.
up for playing Arkansas these days. So I don't know how
they already
about.
Have Ole Miss on the schedule, so give us Mississippi State. That's what I would do.
So your thing, sure. Joe, this morning is you just want to play the worst teams you can possibly get on your schedule, right? Because I heard you say you're scared of Clemson. You're scared of Notre Dame if Miami were to add them to the schedule, which I think would be great for the Hurricanes to add those teams because you're going to need strength of schedule unless and there's be no better time than now to expand the playoff. If this was how this thing was going to go down, because you have 5 conferences, 4 playoff spots.
You're wrong that this is a terrible time to expand the playoffs with what we're going through. You're talking about this
but
year.
But, Joe, you also have an entire Division I of these, what do they call it, group of 5 schools that are going to be playing for what? For nothing?
Well, listen, you got to throw this year out, Wood. I mean, you just absolutely got to throw this year out. It's going to be pretty simplified. You know that. I mean, you know what's going on.
I'm not throwing
on.
Anything
God,
out, Joe. Why not expand the playoff a couple of extra teams and give each conference one representative in the playoff and then give the group of 5 at least one representative as well so that everyone feels like they're playing for something at this point?
I would disagree with anything playing extra games. So you throw this out to me next year, and it sounds good. But I will say this. I don't mind playing Notre Dame, and hey, who knows? Maybe there are teams in the ACC going, you know what? Let us play Clemson. We want to play Clemson. Maybe you're right. I can't imagine it. Clemson's the most dominant team in any conference, clearly better by and this is going on how many years now, that and Clemson's got their quarterback and maybe the best running back in the country for some reason came back. So you start with that on top of all the great recruiting classes they've had. I mean, Clemson is out there, but yeah, Clemson's going, by the way, they're going, we'll play anybody. Who wants to play us in ACC? Come on. Come on. Which Coastal teams? Come on.
Miami should have their hand raised, by the way, because strength of schedule is going to be a huge deal when this thing is all said and done. I mean, the SEC usually gets two teams in the playoff to begin with. You don't think a team like Oklahoma will win out, Oregon can win out? There's a lot of these different teams that could end up undefeated. Strength of schedule is going to be huge when this thing is all said and done, since you're so against expanding the playoff, even though we're getting rid of these nine conference games.
Yeah, but Wood, you're just missing the whole point. Like, they're talking about playing 10 games, not 12 games. And the last thing you're going to do, if these numbers, it's all about the coronavirus. We may lose a lot of bowl games outside of. I know the one thing we won't lose, we will not lose that playoff system of four teams. But they're not going to switch that till that comes up. I think it's going to come up a lot faster. I think they're going to want it once things get back to normal. But it's not.
All right, Joe, then let me ask you a question. What do you say to Butch Davis or Willie Taggart or South Florida, Central Florida? What do you say to all those schools going into the season? What are they playing for?
The ADs have already come out and said, if the Power Five does this, we are in deep doo-doo to get through this year. It's already been out there. So, man, it's not something new. They ought to all be up, getting up this morning going, uh-oh, this is how many games are we going to be able to play? How many will the school back us financially? You've already heard from Stanford talking about the amount of money they're losing. If you're outside of the Power Five conferences,
you're screwed.
Man, right. I wonder, you know, I mean, high school football's in trouble. Let's face it. High school football's in trouble. If school's in trouble in college, there's going to be some colleges, some presidents that aren't all gung-ho about football in these other places that go, hey, big business, I get, but I'm responsible for students. And you may have some guys running these schools that are like, there's some good programs, like Boise State's always a nice program. I was thinking about, like, BYU's always had a really good football program. What's going to happen to all those guys? Where are they going to go? What's going to happen? How do you fund those games? What's your TV contract like? I know the Power Five conferences have great TV contracts. Hell, some of them have their own network now. But this one, it's going to be crazy. This is going to be just starting. If they go to this, and the SEC can't be excited about this thing, and what might happen for four teams going to the playoffs. When they're going, now we got to beat the crap out of each other, not get a chance to play each other in the SEC championship game, where we had that debate whether one team should go or two teams should go from our conference. It's gonna get pretty nasty. Listen, things aren't gonna be any easier unless Ohio State is still the dominant one. Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, somebody else in there I'm missing that might be able to pull an upset. And then Notre Dame, if they go to all conference, you don't think Notre Dame's going to come running back on their knees to the ACC?
Right. Of course.
They're going, hey, you guys have always wanted us full time. Can we do it this year for you? We're in if you want us. So that's,
I think if Notre Dame has to come back in, I think no matter what, you got to put Clemson on that schedule. You want back in the ACC, you got to take our top dog.
I will say this, though, and kind of off what Hollywood was just talking about. If you want to play the best, though, because somebody's going to have to pick up. If they go with this and they go, hey, we're going to play 10 games, conference games, and that's it. So Clemson's going to have to pick up two teams. I think it would be fun to see Miami and Clemson to see where they are with this team. I wouldn't want to play them in the first couple of games, but I like playing down the road and go, all right, Clemson, got the best quarterback in the country, maybe the best running back, and let's face it, one of the best three or four teams before we even play. I want to see where I am as a program. I'm willing. And by the way, if you play well against everybody else, you're still in probably good shape in the Coastal Division. But this will
By the way, you do want to get that game early in the season for, I think, a couple of reasons. Number one, if you lose early in the season, it usually doesn't matter towards the end if you win the rest of your games. So I think that factors into it. But number two, you know, you get a early season game, and you know, you never know what happens in those games. I think we saw that with Miami and Florida last year.
Well, Florida and Clemson have nothing in common from last year, and I disagree.
I understand, Joe, that Clemson's better, but I like getting that game early in the season. You never know what happens in those early season games.
Well, I know. Let me tell you one thing I do know is going to happen. You got a brand new team at Miami with all these transfers, and you're talking about Trevor, who's like already talking more about NFL than this season with the guys he's got, and you got Derrick King hadn't thrown yet in a game situation, and you want to play Clemson early? I would disagree with you. I'd rather get some games under my belt where everybody gets a chance to play together with so many transfers that you're counting on. Listen, this schedule, the way it was set up before, was perfect for Miami to get these games in early with that weren't real strong. And the schedule's going to pick up, man. It's going to be like it's on. The ACC, there ain't going to be a lot of powder puffs in there. Pitt? No. North Carolina? No. Virginia? No. Virginia Tech? Georgia Tech? Hell, you lost to them last year. There ain't gonna be a lot of easy teams on that schedule. You better bring your A game. You better not come flat once, or you could have a rough one. There's not.
You mean to tell me, Joe, if we find out we're playing Clemson in 2 months from now, you're not going to be jacked up for that?
I just said I don't.
You're going to be, I would rather play them later.
Why are you arguing
season?
With everything I'm saying? I'm just saying I don't want to get in debates with you off everything. I don't know what's going on with you. But I'm just saying I don't want to play Clemson the first game or second game of the year. That's all. I'll play them. I'll play them anytime. You want to play Clemson the first or second game? You're already going to be a heavy, heavy underdog. Can you imagine playing that team the first game of the season? They're going, hey, by the way, you open with Clemson. I don't know. Is that what you want?
Yeah, Joe, it is what I want. Maybe act a little tougher, and I won't question everything you say.
Act a little tougher. It has to do with experience. It has to do with common sense things of Derrick King and a new offense that these guys have been in for a couple of spring football practices, and a team that, again, Trevor versus Derrick. Derrick with a new
team. I get you're afraid of Trevor Lawrence. I get that.
I'm not.
You're very well documented this morning. You're very afraid of Trevor Lawrence. I get it.
All right. Are you afraid of anything except your wife, your kid? Are you afraid of anything else? We got to go to break here, man.
Wow,
that was
very mean-spirited. I guess I got under your skin there. So I'll take
that
as a win.
No, you don't get – you don't – a win. I mean, I'm just trying to make a point. If you want to play Clemson in the first game, maybe it'll happen and you'll get your wish. 42-7. Just what you
is that your prediction, play. Tough guy? 42-7?
It would be ugly if you played Clemson right off the bat. It wouldn't right. be pretty.
I'm glad you know that already. Good.
Well, you got a team coming off 6-7, and you got guys that haven't played together yet at all in key positions. That's all. In a brand new offense.
How about game three?
And by the way, in a brand new offense. Brand new. I think it's going to be good, but everything needs time. Even great coaches need time. We got to go to break. 7 o'clock hour's coming up here. Is there anything else, Woody, you want?
No, it's all good. Maybe Miami-Dade can play them to open up the season.
Miami-Dade doesn't have a team.
Oh, sorry.
They have a baseball team.
They're not in the ACC either.
You probably haven't been down over there, but I'd like to invite you over to Trask Palace right next to it. You could see everything over there one night. We have all kinds of other stuff that I was going to get to here. The Zion Williamson story is unbelievable. Of all the stuff coming up, we'll jump on that this morning as well, talking about Zion's stepdad, who apparently took everything, it looks like, possible in this thing with Gina Ford and this lawsuit, just getting uglier and uglier this morning. All right, right now I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. Yeah, where do the pros go? People ask you all the time. I go Inter Miami, Heat, Panthers, Dolphins. They all go to Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute is ranked top 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation by U.S. News & World Report. Listen, man, I want to let you know that these doctors have great experience, been doing it a long time. There's a reason. So many high school, college, and professional athletes, not only from this town, but from other places around the country, come here to get a second opinion, to have their operations. They've been there. They've done it. They fixed it. Successful surgeries, proper rehab, and get you back out fast playing the sports you love the most. You know, it's nice to know Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute was ranked top 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. Hey, get ready, man. If you have any kind of injury, you can see those same doctors that work on million-dollar athletes every day. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.